Buck 92.3, where country legends live, and Buck92.com. Welcome to Central Michigan's award-winning sports destination, the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, winner of Best Podcast from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. This is your home for everything local, everything competitive, and everything that matters in Central Michigan sports. From Friday Night Lights to hardwood battles, from high school standouts to the stories behind the teams, you're getting the best sports coverage anywhere. Now, welcome to what many call the best sports show ever for Central Michigan high school athletes. All Things Sports with your host, JW, and Buck 92.3 Sports Director, Austin Shattuck. Let's dive in.
Happy Monday night to all those who celebrate. And Monday night, you say, that must mean one thing here at Latitude Media. It's the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, happening now from 7 to 7:30 on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. You're hearing the voice of Austin Shattuck, your sports director, and of course, sitting across from me, Mr. Jeremy Wood. Jeremy, how you doing today?
Wonderful. How about this weather, real quick?
Yes, one of the best days that we've had in a very long time.
Like 2 weeks, because we had like 2 weeks ago, we had a day of like it was almost 70 and it was great. And then like 4 days later, we got like 4 inches of snow. So you gotta love Michigan.
I know, Michigan weather indeed, because today, you know, reached a high of 60 or something like that. And the next couple of days, it's going to be rain and a couple of days of snow, I believe, too. So my softball game tomorrow, I'm going down to East Lansing to cover Central Michigan softball versus Michigan State softball. That is up in the air because the weather is not looking good, I guess you could say. So we'll see if that gets canceled or if we have that game. First pitch is at 5 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to go over to Elma College and watch their baseball team because we got Kyler Warren. I know he did a game with me this year when I was calling football games. And so go over and watch a little bit of Elma baseball. They're just getting started, and they're rolling this season so far. They beat Adrian last past weekend, mm-hmm. and Adrian was ranked number 22 in Division 3 NAIA, I think it is, or NAII, or whatever, however it is.
Yeah, NAIA or something like that.
Yeah, it's a goofy conference, but hey, Elma College is doing well down there in Gratiot County.
Yeah, baseball is still baseball. I mean, the weather like we've seen today, this past couple of hours, I mean, baseball is right around the corner. Tigers opening day at Comerica Park is coming up, I believe, Friday. This weekend, Friday. Yep.
Friday, I do believe, April 3rd. So.
Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander will be on the mound, I believe, for Sunday Night Baseball, his first Tigers appearance at Comerica Park for the first time in over like 3,000 days or something like that, which is, don't trust the Shattuck math, but way over probably 6 or 7 or maybe even 8 years.
Pretty close.
Yeah, since the last time he pitched in a Tigers uniform at Comerica Park. But we're looking forward to that. But we still have a little bit of basketball to cover, especially on the college boys' side. Women's side, too, of course. But the men's side is what we kind of want to highlight. And, Jeremy, it was a rough weekend for some fans, a good weekend for some others. But can you name the four teams that are heading to the Final Four this weekend?
Yeah, you got Michigan versus Arizona. Is going to be the first one. And then the other game is going to be an interesting one. It's UConn and Illinois. Mm-hmm. So you got two Big Ten teams left in the Final Four. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, last week we talked about maybe getting all four teams down there. We had six teams in the Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend to begin with. Only two survived. But, you know, obviously Illinois playing Iowa, we knew one of them was going to fall down pretty quick. But Michigan, Illinois, like you said, Jeremy, the last two Big Ten teams to survive and punch their ticket to Indianapolis coming up. I believe it starts Saturday, and then the national championship game is Monday night. So after our next Monday night sports show next week, we'll lead into that national championship game.
Who do you think is going to go to the finals?
Ooh, I mean, I think the national championship game is a preview of Saturday night's game with Arizona and Michigan. I mean, the clear two favorites coming into this March Madness season, Arizona and Michigan, they just dog walked over everybody, it seemed like. And but I like that game to be the national championship, even though it's not.
Yeah,
I think whoever wins UConn Illinois is unfortunately going to fall to the winner of Arizona Michigan. I haven't picked that yet. I'll get back with an answer in the next 5 minutes or so.
I of course I'm going to go with Michigan, and I think UConn's on a roll after beating Duke and phenomenal fashion it was like almost a half court shot to win it. And just some bad play by Duke down the stretch there, and just they blew it basically. Is there any way you can put it? Is I think there were it was like 134-0 when leading at halftime, and Duke just went and blew it out the window, and chalked up the big loss. And right there at the last, well, I think there was like 0.3 seconds left.
Yeah, well, it was 0.4, but either way, you know, there's not that's not enough time to get a shot off, especially when you got to go the full 90 feet or whatever the basketball court is, the dimensions. But the Boozer twins, I mean, before we get into that topic, another year for Duke where they kind of choke and don't get to the final national championship game last year. They lost in heartbreak fashion to the Houston Cougars. Houston's always got an elite defense. They fell this year in the March Madness tournament. I believe it was this past weekend in one of their brackets, in one of their games, the Houston Cougars did. But Duke, you know, they had a shot. They were up big. Like, I was coming home from Ipsy over the weekend covering Central Michigan baseball against Eastern Michigan baseball, and I was watching that first part of the game. I turned it off right away because I thought Duke was going to roll over UConn, but that's, you know, this is March. Expect the unexpected. Famous quote by Ian Eagle, one of the legendary play-by-play broadcasters of March Madness, and he said that a couple years ago, and well, we definitely expected the unexpected. UConn got the win over the mighty Duke Blue Devils, and the facial expression of Coach John Shire for Duke was hilarious. It's now a meme going around. I don't know if you saw that, Jeremy.
I didn't see that one yet,
his face was, you know, all shocked because the Duke Blue Devils lost.
Well, and did you see Hurley's face too? Hurley was like, just like, wow, how did we do that? You know, and so it was interesting to see the final there, and it's going to be real fun to see this coming weekend, the Final Four.
Yeah, it certainly is. And then just to recap on that Duke UConn game, there was like 9 seconds or something left. Duke had the ball; they had the lead. At that point, you know, you got that underclassman not mature enough. It's still the Boozer twins, but at that point, just let the UConn Huskies come to you and let them follow you. You don't have to toss the rock around like it's a hot potato.
Well, and he tossed it right up the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, right, it's just like they say in football, do not throw a pass over the middle late. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he threw the pass over the middle, it got tipped, UConn got it, made one pass, and kid nailed the three.
Yeah, I believe it was like, I think Mullins or something like that was his last name. He originally, I think, caught the ball, but then passed it off to Caraban, who was a better three-point shooter than Mullins. But then Caraban was struggling that game, so he passed it back to Mullins, and then Mullins just had to heave it up because he had like 2 seconds. And
he was at the logo.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy, and it just, I mean, just went. It was like a swish.
Yeah.
like you just did a little jump shot, but no, jump shot from half court.
Yeah, tickled the twine, that's for sure, for Mullins, and that's an electric guy. I mean, he's for UConn. He's probably not thinking about entering the draft yet, but he's still got a couple more games to be played. That UConn-Illinois game, like you said, Jeremy, UConn's hot, but so is Illinois. All four of these teams are very hot. There's a reason they're here. So you never know who's going to win. Michigan, you know, playing in Indy, definitely Illinois and Michigan have the fan advantage. It's not that far of a drive.
Well, and being a Big Ten school, that's where the Big Ten football championship game is every year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people for Illinois and Indiana and Michigan and Ohio and all of us around here in the Midwest know right where Lucas Oil Stadium is.
Yeah, I actually went down there for spring break a couple years ago with my family, and it was a good experience. So now it's kind of unique to be able to say that I was in that arena for where most of these, well, I saw the hotels where most of these teams are probably going to stay throughout the weekend, and if they keep advancing throughout that whole entire Monday as well. But to answer your question though about who I think it's gonna be in the national championship, I finally decided I'm gonna have to go with Arizona. I think Arizona has the length to battle a Daymara in the paint with Krivas, their center, a couple of great players that Koa Pete can manage against Yaxel Lendeborg. So I think Arizona can match up well against Michigan. It's just going to be who can kind of get the rebounds and turn away with the ball.
I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last.
Yeah.
Just like the Duke-UConn game. I mean, there was some other stuff that happened, but I think Arizona, Michigan is going to come down to who has the ball last, or and who makes the last turnovers.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
You know, because like you said, both teams are pretty well evenly matched, and it's just going to be a good one to watch.
Yeah, and I do think it's hard to say Tommy Lloyd for Arizona, Dusty May for Michigan. They're both newcomers. At least Michigan, Dusty May is a newcomer, third year in the program. But wow, what an understatement for Dusty May. I mean, turning the program around from, I think it was 8-24 that one year with Juwan Howard.
Yeah, that's when Howard got.
And then coming back to the Final Four, Big Ten championship after Big Ten championship, doesn't matter. And then the recruiting class for Dusty May. Don't let Dusty cook. I mean, he's doing good over there down in Ann Arbor. And he's got a legitimate shot to potentially, if they can get past Arizona, get a national championship, first Big Ten team since Michigan State back in 2000 to cut down the nets in the national championship game.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat watching Dusty May kind of stand back off to the side, too, and just taking it all in as his team was cutting down the net last night. And, he had his hat on backwards, just standing back, just watching and taking it all in. And it was pretty neat to watch.
Yeah, he's a great coach, and he has a lot of aura to him. Yeah. He's a younger coach like that, handsome fellow as well, but, just looks good, looks mature, and he looks like he belongs at Michigan.
Well, and that last game there at Michigan State, too, when he sat down on the bench and the fans were just giving it to him, and he just sat there, didn't turn around, didn't even acknowledge the fans were just giving it to him. But it's fun to watch. That's what's great about college basketball, college football, is the rivalries and fans just giving it to the coaches, and the coaches are just kind of sitting there and he just sat there and laughed and smiled and it didn't even acknowledge the player, the fans behind him.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like a younger Tom Izzo. Yeah. I mean, aura wasn't a thing back when Tom Izzo was young, but who knows? Who could, right now, if I was to pick a coach in the Big Ten in Michigan or Michigan State, I would go with Dusty May right now just because of what his future holds.
Yeah, he just, it's bright, that's for sure, for Michigan fans. And Michigan State, Tom Izzo's not going nowhere anytime soon, and he's always got a solid program. I mean, he finds kids that, I don't want to say are like troubled or nothing, but he doesn't go out and get the five-star recruits. He gets like the three and the four-star that he can shape and mold the way he wants them, and fits his system. So that's what's it's pretty neat about it.
Yeah, he definitely does it the right way. He's one of, I could count on two hands how many coaches do it the right way in college athletics these days with the transfer portal and NIL and all that. He developed Jackson Kohler, Carson Cooper, all 4 years. They're, at least Carson Cooper coming from Jackson, Michigan, I believe. Kohler was out west in Arizona or something like that, or Utah, I believe it was. But those four guys, freshman to senior, the development because of Tom Izzo, doing it the right way. He, like you said, not going to go out and get Cameron Boozer, Caden Boozer, whatever those guys are. But he certainly does it the right way. And to go back off that point, I don't know how long he's going to stay with this.
Well, I know he ain't going anywhere soon. I'd probably say another 3-4 years maybe. Would be my guess, but you just never know. I mean, he might just get done with the season now and be like, hey, I think I'm ready to retire and hang it up.
Yeah, and that could be, I mean, like you said, 3-4 years. Definitely next year, he sounds like he's got a plan just because of the recruiting class that he brought in. I think he got 1 5-star coming in and a couple of 4-stars. So he's definitely going to stay for that recruiting class and develop those guys. But, 3-4 years, I would call it a T for Tom Izzo. But we'll see what happens with Izzo coming up. We'll see what happens with the national championship, who is favored and what. Like I mentioned, our next show, next Monday night, right after our show, is the national championship.
Yeah, and so it'll be fun to talk a little bit of basketball about the finals next Monday and see how everything goes. And hopefully it's Michigan and Illinois in the final.
Yeah, once again, just to reiterate what Jeremy just said, it could either be UConn, Illinois, or the winner of Arizona, Michigan in that national championship game. I mentioned it earlier. I think the national championship, we'll get a preview of it on Saturday night with Zona and Michigan, two of the best teams. I don't think UConn and Illinois really have a chance that much, but it's March. Expect the unexpected, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look at how much UConn came back last night. I mean, just got to help that Duke blew it, but... I'm not a Duke fan, so It's nice to see them lose.
Neither am I. I can't imagine what they're going through right now on a Monday like this.
Oh, yeah. The team itself has just got to be, like, devastated.
Yeah. Cleaning out the locker rooms on the last day, you know. And Boozers are not going to be back. I guarantee you. Well, the Cameron guy is definitely not going to be back. Caden, maybe. But they're probably NBA bound.
Yeah.
But
well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Wait till Saturday for the Final Four. And then on Monday, we'll talk about the final.
Yeah, we'll certainly do that again. And coming up after this break, we'll have Owen Fogle and Alex Rodriguez, two St. Louis Sharks wrestlers that have had great careers in their high school tenure. That's coming up next on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.
Stay right there. More local sports talk is coming up as the Buck 92.3 Sports Show continues right here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com.
Keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Welcome back to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, streaming on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com. Hosted by sports director Austin Shattuck and JW. Let's dive back into Central Michigan sports.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com Sports Show. We got a special guest with us, Alex Rodriguez from St. Louis High School. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about wrestling. That's your main sport that you do here at St. Louis High School. You just come off of a fantastic season, one heck of a run by the whole program over the last 5 years. St. Louis has just been a dominant team in this area in Division Four. Yep. Division Four. It's just been fun to watch you guys all the way from like eighth grade all the way up until now. Just been fun watching you guys, and congratulations on a great season. And we'll talk about that. But today you ended your season at the individual state tournament as a state champion. What weight class?
120.
120. So how does it feel to be officially called a two-time state champion?
It feels good, especially that I've done it with my friend Owen.
Yeah.
And me and him becoming the first ever people to do it in St. Louis history, becoming a two-time state champ. Feels good.
What was the first thing that went through your mind when the whistle blew?
I was just...
Well, actually you pinned the kid, correct?
Yes.
So actually when the ref hit the mat, what was the first thought through your head?
So we were kind of close out of bounds. So if you can see in the video, I kind of like look back at the ref to make sure he calls the pin. And once I realized he called the pin, I kind of like just lost control of my body and I just... Yeah. Got up and ran over to the coaches and just hugged them.
Yeah, it was great seeing Coach Reese and Coach Kuhn's reaction when you got the pin, because you finished what 45-0 on the season.
Yes, correct.
And so that's pretty awesome. What's the toughest part of the season that helped you prepare for the state tournament, team tournament, and the individual tournament?
I would say probably December, the Freeland duel, where like. We just went. We had five good teams all back to back to back.
And Freeland's a pretty good team too over there. Mm-hmm. And they're up and coming. I know they were down there for a few years, but they're coming back now. Was there a moment in this season where you thought, "Hey, I can win the whole thing"?
I knew I could win it from the first.
Because you won your first one as a sophomore, correct?
Yes.
And then you finished. Weren't you runner up last year?
Yes.
And so three trips right there to the state finals for individual. That's pretty impressive. And you just thought, you know, hey, I can do this.
Yeah, I knew I could do it. I just knew I had to put in the work all season and
stay healthy.
Yeah, I just believe in myself and I knew no one else could beat me.
Yeah. What does your typical training day look like during the season?
So,
I know Coach Kuhn put you guys through a nice workout.
Yeah, so during the season, or Mondays and Thursdays, I'd have dual practices. So I'd go to our room, practice till about like 5, then get done with that, then get showered up, and then go to Logan Massa's in St. John's. He wrestled for the University of Michigan.
Yeah, Logan's a good dude.
Mm, and then I go to his practices on those 2 days.
Okay. The championship match, the finals there, walk us through the championship match from your perspective, like, you know, walking out there for the finals, you know, what was going through your mind and all that?
So before I was walking out, I was a little bit tired, like a little calm, just felt good about myself. And I was a little, even when the whistle blew, I was a little tired, which mm-hmm. is why I got in on the shot. And then once he got in on the shot, I kind of woke up and started defending it and then took him down and just worked what I do best and worked the cradle till I got it.
And you can go ahead and give a shout out to Coach Reeves, Coach Burt, Coach Kuhn, and all the guys that, you know, but how much do the coaches help you reach this level?
It's all because of them.
Yeah.
Without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, because I've been around for quite a while helping the wrestling program and stuff. To see, you know, because they know what you guys can do, and so to have them push you to be able to get to that level is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever faced a loss that motivated you to get better? Is there someone that beat you and you're like, I shouldn't have lost to them, but let's not do it again. Let's, you know.
All my losses in the state finals. So I lost in the state finals my freshman year and junior year to the same kid. And the whole thing was like, after I won my sophomore year, I kind of like relaxed a little bit and I was satisfied until I made it to the finals last year and lost to the same kid. And I was like, I had nothing to be happy about because it was a new year, new me. It was a new year, and winning the state title that last season didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. What do you tell yourself when you're, when you're tired and you don't want to, like, you know, what do you tell yourself? You know, when you, during a match and you're battling and you're tired and you just, you know, you're like, man, can I do this? What do you tell yourself?
I say, I look at myself and I'm like, I'm putting in way more work than this dude, this other person, and I know if I'm tired, he's definitely tired too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, who's going to break first? And I'm not going to be the first one to break.
Yeah.
Make him break.
What is, with you winning two state titles now, were you the first one or was Owen the first one to do? Because I don't remember who won. So
I was the first one and then he won it right after me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. Cause you guys are only like a weight class apart.
Yeah. I'm 120. He's 126.
Yeah. So, what is it? What does this championship mean to the school and the community? What support have you seen from the school and the community?
I've seen a lot of support. Like, they all told me congratulations and they all just reposted my stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, just tell me congrats, and that's a big accomplishment.
How cool is it to see all the St. Louis fans there, like during the team state finals and the individual state finals? How cool was it to see all the fans there?
It was cool knowing that we had people dedicated to watching us wrestle mm-hmm. and just do our thing, and then they just show up and cheer us on. It's pretty cool.
You know, you're a senior this year. What's next for you? Are you going to continue wrestling? Going into college, do you have anything lined up or anything like that?
I don't know about continuing wrestling, but I probably will start. I'm looking into the military right now.
Okay.
Just going into one of the branches.
There you go. Going to the military and wrestle for the military.
Yeah. I have put some thought into it. I don't know yet.
Hey, two-time state champion, you know, from Michigan, there's got to be people out there looking at you to say, hey, you know, come wrestle with us or.
Yeah.
Are there any specific wrestlers that you look up to or you watch to help out, you know, with different moves and stuff like that? Or
I just watch a lot of the Penn State guys wrestle. No, they wrestle and they're like always lower than their opponent, mm-hmm. always touching the mat. And that's kind of how I dedicated my style in the stance, is always touching the mat and always being lower than my opponents.
Here's some fun questions we're going to get into now. What's your go-to pre-match song or hype music?
I'll say probably Many Men by 50 Cent.
Okay. Your favorite post-match meal after a big win. So after winning the state title, a few weeks ago, what was your like, okay, now I can eat. What do you go ahead and eat?
I really wanted Olive Garden's chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And I know you play other sports here at St. Louis as well. If you weren't wrestling, what other sport would you want to dominate? I know you ran cross country.
Yeah.
Cross country. Do you do track still too? Or
I did for a year.
Okay.
I would probably say, football. I like football.
Yeah. Here, we're going to close it out with this one. What advice would you get? And you got a little brother that wrestles too. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they call you Peanut.
Yeah.
And at the regionals, he was sitting next to me and I'm like, hey, I'm like, you know, they call your brother Peanut. I'm like, what do they call you? And I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh man, call him Cashew. And he goes, yeah, they call me Cashew. So, you know, what advice would you give your little brother, you know, who dreamed to become a state champion as well?
I would tell him just put work in on all season in. I feel like he always tries to be like me,
yeah.
But no one wants him to be like me. We all want him to be himself.
Yeah.
So he just has to get out of that mindset of trying to be me.
Yeah.
And he has to be himself. And
he can look up to you, but he's got to be Cashew. Yes. His name's
Zayden.
So you know, he's got to be him, but he can look up to you, mm-hmm. and you can be a good role model for him. And you have been, you know, 2-time state champion and you made the finals too, your freshman year, correct?
Yeah. 4-time finals.
So 4 times in the finals. That's pretty awesome. You got your little brother coming up, you know, with you, you know, and it's going to be fun watching him wrestle as well. Cause there's some kids in that group there that are pretty good. And,
yeah.
you know, so it's going to be fun continuing watching St. Louis wrestling for the years to come. But Alex, I'm going to thank you for doing a little interview here with us and congratulations on, you know, 4-time finals, 2-time state champion, also team. I mean, St. Louis team wrestling did, you know, you guys made it 4 years to the state finals as well. So congratulations on a very successful career here in St. Louis High School. And hopefully you know, go on somewhere next and good luck in your future endeavors. And thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back with our interview with Owen Fogle.
The best sports show in Central Michigan, the Buck 92.3 Sports Show on Buck 92.3, where country legends live, and streaming at buck92.com, continues next in just minutes.
If you're having a bumpy ride just going up and down your driveway,
maybe customers aren't so happy with your parking.
If it's time for a new driveway or parking lot,
Central Asphalt is here. They build and repair both. Great quality work from a local company. They also have free estimates. So whether it's driveway, residential paving, parking lot, asphalt patching, resurfacing, or reconstruction, Central Asphalt can do it all. Central Asphalt, a part of the Fisher Companies, an equal opportunity employer.
J&J Auto in Waveman is your complete collision and automotive repair shop. Give them a call and set up your appointment at 989-644-8908. J&J Auto is a proud supporter of local high school sports.
You're back with the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, Central Michigan's award-winning sports coverage, with sports director Austin Shattuck and JW. Let's get back to it.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com Sports Show. Today with me, I got Owen Fogle. Owen, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How's it feel being called a 2-time state champion? Or back-to-back state champion.
It feels really good. I think I worked really hard for it, so.
Yeah. What was the first thing that went through your mind when the final whistle blew?
Finally, you know, it's been a long season, so I was super happy I won. I was super tired as well, but it was just a great feeling.
Who was the first person you wanted to celebrate with after the match?
I'd say my coaches, because without them, this wouldn't have been possible, so I feel like they deserved it.
Yeah, Coach Reeves, Coach Kuhn. What was the toughest part of the season that helped prepare you for the state tournament?
I'd have to say my first loss, really. Had a big play in it, just knowing that coming back from that state title, I mean, I'm not all that, so it really humbled me to get back to the mat and
yeah,
work harder.
Was there a moment in this season when you thought, hey, I can win the whole thing again?
Yeah, it's probably midway through season. Once I was just beating all these ranked people, and I felt great. I knew I was capable of winning it. So
yeah, because you were beating people that were like Division 3, Division 2. And so, you know, throughout the season, so that's pretty neat as well.
Yeah, it was good.
What does a typical training day look like for you during the season?
Get to practice at about 3:15, and then, you know, we do our practice, our conditioning, our wrestling, our live. And then on Mondays and Thursdays, I would shower, then go to my next practice on St. John's, Logan Massa. And I do an hour 30 practice there, which that was a huge help for me winning that state title.
Yeah.
And then, that's about it.
Walk us through the championship match from your perspective.
Before I was just walking on the field. I was telling myself, you know, I got this. You know, I trained all season for this moment, and I know I'm ready. And then going out the tunnel on the mat, I was just super focused. Not doubting my mind, I was going to lose all I could see is myself winning. And then throughout the whole match, I just wrestled my match. And then once it's over, I mean, I was right. I was right there where I wanted to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. How much did your coaches help you to reach that level?
Crazy amount. I mean, Coach Kuhn, Coach Reeves, Logan Massa, they all tremendous amount. Without them, I probably would not have won. No.
Yeah. What role did your teammates play in pushing you to become a champion? I know you and Peanut are pretty close. We talked a little bit. We talked with him the other day, did his interview. He was, you know, talking about you and how much you've helped him and he's helped you and all that. How much your teammates play a role in the pushing to become a champion again?
Crazy amount. Like you said, Alex was a great partner for me this whole season. He pushed me to get to where my cardio needed to be. He was a great partner, made sure my technique was above where it needed to be. And then my partners down, Logan Masses, were a tremendous help as well.
Yeah. Who outside the wrestling has supported you the most in this journey?
I would have to say my mom, my dad. Without them, I mean, this also wouldn't have been possible. Their countless hours has just helped me get to practices and making sure I was staying on top of my diet and my schoolwork, and making sure I was the best person I could be to succeed my goals.
Yep. Have you ever faced a loss that motivated you to get better?
Yeah, I'd say it was last year. I wrestled Sammy Stewart, and he beat me 15-0, and he smiled at me while he was doing it, so it was it's pretty demoralizing. So I told myself I'd never let that happen to me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure of it.
What do you tell yourself when you're tired, you know, or behind in a match?
Usually down one, down three, down five. It doesn't matter. But usually I look at the clock. It's third period, minute left, or however long. And I tell myself 1 minute for the rest of your life, you know, like,
yeah.
I can give myself to just give that extra until it's over, because you never know, that could be on your last match.
What does the championship mean when you got back to school the next day when you after you won it?
It felt good having all the people congratulate me and saying, like, congratulations, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. It was just super nice to see people there.
What was really neat is Alex won his, and then right after that, you won yours, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said to me the other day is he got his, and then right after that, you got yours. So it was pretty neat. And you guys were wrestling on a mat right next to each other, too, weren't you?
Yes. In the semifinals we were.
Okay.
Finals.
Yeah.
We wrestled on the same.
How cool has it been seeing the support from your schoolmates in the community supporting the wrestling team?
Super awesome having all the people support. It means a lot to me and the team just to have people, like, knowing that people like that what we're doing and are willing to just come out and watch us for support is super awesome.
You know, what was it like being down there at Ford Field and looking up and seeing all the St. Louis people?
Oh, it was absolutely awesome, especially once I won and everything.
Yeah.
Knowing people would come out, and that was super cool.
What's next for you? More wrestling, college? Are you going to continue wrestling throughout this summer?
Yeah, I'm definitely wrestling throughout the whole summer. And then it's going to go to college. I'm not sure where yet, but I know I'll definitely be wrestling. Won't win a national title, so.
Are there any wrestlers that you look up to or study to get better?
I like watching Jack Swartz. He's a really good wrestler. I like to look at his moves, try to study them, and also I like to Dayton Fix is a good one too.
Here's some fun questions now. What is your go-to pre-match song or hype music that you listen to?
I would have to say pre-match or hype. I'm not much of a like super hardcore music, so I listen. I'd have to say. One Kiss by Dua Lipa is pretty, I like that one.
Yeah. Okay. And here's another fun one. Your favorite post-match meal after a big win.
I'd have to say, man, that's a tough one.
The White House, right? The White House, go and get a big burger.
Yeah. I'd have to say the White House. Their food's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a good place to eat. If you weren't wrestling, what other sport would you want to dominate?
You know, I've always liked football, so I would say football.
Yeah. Here's a closing question, Owen. I want to thank you for doing this again. But here's a closing question. What advice would you give younger wrestlers who dream about becoming a state champion someday?
I would say just have fun, really. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Obviously, take it serious to the point where you want to get better, but not like after a loss, you shouldn't cry or, you know, anything like that. You should be just any mistake you make, find it as a learning lesson. Mm-hmm. And I just say always try to get better. And consistency is key, really.
Yeah. Your freshman and your sophomore years, how far did you make it in the state finals?
I took sixth my freshman year and third my sophomore year.
Okay. That's, hey, so you just got better every year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Owen, I want to thank you for doing this interview with us, and congratulations once again, and hopefully I'll be talking to you again real soon.
Yep, thanks for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day, and you're listening to the Buck 92 Sports Show.
You've been listening to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, your award-winning home for Central Michigan sports coverage. Thanks for joining JW and Sports Director Austin Shattuck as we break down the games, the players, and the stories that make local sports special.
Missed part of the show? No problem. You can listen to this show and past shows at MyMichiganPodcast.com. Just click on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.
Join us every Monday evening at 7 right here on Buck 92.3, where country legends live. And streaming worldwide at buck92.com for the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.